right now, I want to talk to Alderman Ray Lopez because City Council was back in person, and I heard a lot happened, Alderman. First of all, I saw you took out your suit. You're wearing a suit again. How did that feel to be back in a suit? Wow.
It was nice to fit back into that suit, let me tell you.
You fit in it, too. That's a great thing. That's really great. How was it being there?
You know, it was great to be back, Anna. First off, forgive me. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your listeners. It was great, in fact, to be back in City Hall yesterday. We were all like children reporting for the first day of class after not seeing our friends over the summer. I think 28 members showed up, 22 for various reasons, still went remote or stayed remote. But definitely being able to once again engage in conversation and discuss things as they were happening with your seatmates, even if you were a little farther apart, has its advantages for getting the work done. And you felt it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that everyone was sat a little bit apart, and that's the social distancing you get there. Wasn't one alderman like up in the upper chamber, the viewing area or something? It seemed a little strange.
Yeah, so the layout of the chamber now is extended all the way to the back wall. So even the public seating is now part of the aldermanic seating to try and space everybody out. And Alderman Byron Citro Lopez from the 25th ward, had to sit in that area yesterday. Just luck of the draw, because it goes by seniority. Now, The permanent arrangement, mine's almost all the way to the back wall, which is kind of funny. But you know what? It doesn't matter where you put us. As long as we're in that room, that's all that matters.
Yeah, a lot happened, though. What would you say the things you'd want to share with listeners about what you saw, your observations?
Well, we had a very lively discussion about the affordable housing ordinance, increasing the amount that developers have to put either into the in-lieu fees or to build on-site or in nearby areas. Raising that threshold to 20% of a project has to go to affordable housing, something that I think is very needed in the city, and support the mayor on that. And a couple of things that I've championed too, like something so basic as if the city does work on your block, fixing sidewalks, streets, or what have you, that the restoration effort afterwards by CDOT and the contractors should be universal. It shouldn't matter what neighborhood or work location or geography. We should have a simple Chicago standard for repairing our streets once we're finished with the work that we're doing. So we saw a lot of good things come out. I was a little shocked, to be honest, that the mayor allowed one of the aldermen, Mike Rodriguez, to speak on a resolution he was introducing on behalf of Adam Toledo. Kind of got a little wild and spirited when other aldermen joined in. There's a reason why we don't speak on things being immediately introduced, why they're discussed in committee. And I'm hopeful that's not a trend that continues, because it's neither the time nor the place, especially on something so controversial as that shooting.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he get his mic shut off? Did I hear that right?
Yes. She cut the mic, which, you know, mayors are famous for doing.
But yeah, we've heard that a few times.
But in fairness, you know, he was, I may have my disagreements with the mayor. I think everyone knows I have my disagreements with her on many things, but in a matter of what she was telling him and what he was saying, you know, I believe she was in the right, because she was giving him a lot of leeway to speak, and he was trying to take full advantage of it in a way that was not very respectful to the decorum of the room, and rightfully so was shut off.
Yeah. Okay. So you agree with that? I was wondering. It just seemed it seemed like a big move, but because it wasn't the time, you're saying, to talk about that, even though, of course, that's worthy of discussion.
Correct. And I mean, there are a lot of people who have very different views on that situation that transpired in the shooting by the officer. And to use that as a platform to try and attack the police or attack the police officer, or to change the narrative of the situation, was just wholly inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're all coming back together. People are going to have to learn how to be nice, how to talk and be civil again, and to convey an idea and a message in the proper way. And I'm very happy that we can do that. I do want to remind your listeners that the public is welcome. I was a little disappointed that we only had two people in the actual public gallery upstairs. Participating. So hopefully next month, on May 26th, when City Council meets again, hopefully we could have some of your listeners join us for the meeting so that they could see democracy in action in the City Chamber.
Yeah, that's an important reminder. You can do that, I guess, now, and maybe more of a capacity coming up. Hey, did you hear what the superintendent said today? First 1 year on the job, he answered questions from reporters today. Well, a lot of questions. I don't know if you caught any of it or any of the substance of what he said. Did you see that or happen to?
No, I missed it. Did he say he was leaving, staying? What did he say?
No. I don't know
what he said.
You heard the rumor, too. I mean, look, it's been out there, as you know, Alderman Lopez, that he was stepping aside, resigning, quitting, moving, leaving, whatever. And he said, no, there's no truth to it. I'm here. I'm committed to being here. He said that he doesn't really always like coming up to the podium and just spending a lot of time with reporters. He says he likes to spend his time doing the police work, and he's got a lot of deadlines every day that he's trying to meet. I think he was... he was very transparent today in terms of answering as many questions as they wanted, you know, so he stood out there. But I think some are concerned that he should be more out front when it comes to high-profile shootings like the Adam Toledo shooting and things like that. Do you agree with that, or are you satisfied if he doesn't really have them, that sort of public face?
No, I think our superintendents need to have a public face, particularly in light that everything that we've been through over the last year, going back from the civil unrest all the way to where we are today. We need a superintendent who can help instill calm and who can still provide support for the officers, knowing that they are not going to be fed to the wolves for every little mistake that they do. And to be honest, Anna, he has not been that kind of leader. You know, and if what he's saying is true, that he's focusing on deadlines and office work, you know, he's got a multi-member command staff that can do that for him. He has to also be able to be the face of the department, the connection to the people. And that is what we're used to. That is what Chicago expects of its superintendents. And I think that is why there are some, including myself, who have been calling for him to leave if he's not willing to do that, because they think you have to be able to do both. I have put in a resolution in City Council in February calling for a no-confidence vote in him that has been sidelined by the administration. However, if he is committed to staying, then he needs to be committed to doing the whole job. Chicago expects nothing less of its superintendent, especially when we're not getting that. And the silence is being filled by the loudest critics throughout every corner of the city of Chicago, because no one from the department is pushing back, highlighting the great work that they do on a daily basis. They're allowing incidents to outweigh the mass majority of the good work that they do.
Alderman Lopez, can you hang out with me for just a few more minutes here, because I want to ask you about something I know you've been outspoken about. It's Reuben Roman, the 21-year-old who was granted bail.
Yes.
Right? The gang member who was with Adam Toledo that night in that alley was part of that whole scene. I had Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox on with me and asked her about that. And we'll try to play a little bit of audio for you. But I also know you've been very outspoken about that situation involving him. So we'll circle back if you've got a few minutes. You good? Stay with me for a minute.
You know, I never tell you no.
Thank you, Alderman. Well, yesterday you were very busy, and I was trying to get you on, and it was, I understand. So today we've got a lot more to talk about, and we'll circle back with Alderman Ray Lopez in just a minute here. Alderman Ray Lopez is with us here on WGN this afternoon. He's from the 15th Ward. City Council was back in person yesterday. We talked about that. Something else you've been very outspoken about, Alderman Lopez, is the situation with Adam Toledo, that whole the shooting, and the police shot him, of course, in the alley, the videotape we've all seen that night in Little Village. The man with him, 21 years old, a gangbanger, Reuben Roman is his name. He is the one prosecutors say who fired 8 shots that drew them to the scene right away, initially, from that shot spotter that picked him up. They were there a minute later. Somehow Adam Toledo got a gun, 13-year-old, with the 21-year-old. Fast forward to him, his appearance in court, he gets a $40,000 bail, and he gets bailed out by one of these community bond funds. I just, I wonder if you think that is what we should be doing. I asked Kim Fox about it. We'll play her audio in a minute. But first, I want to hear from you. What do you think?
You know, it's thoroughly disgusting to me that understanding that Chicago Community Bond Fund is there to try and help people who can't make make bond and shouldn't have to sit in jail because they don't have maybe $100 or $200 or whatever it is, $1,000 to get out for some, and I'll use the term loosely, minor offenses. When you have a high-profile case like this, Ruben Roman clearly has no respect for law or society. He's been arrested 6 times in the last year. He is a recurring member in the Zoom courthouse. And for this organization to be so completely tone-deaf and insensitive and treat him like he was just some poor individual caught up in the wrong thing at the wrong time is just, again, disgusting to me. He should be sitting in jail. He is a threat to our city. And, you know, I understand their mission, but it angers me to no end. And I also know that some people have said that if the judge had felt that he was that dangerous, that they should have given forced him to stay in jail, no bond. I agree with that also. And that's something that I think the state's attorney should have pursued.
Did the state's attorney not recommend it? I don't know in that case. Did they recommend no bond?
I don't know if they did or didn't, but it doesn't sound like they tried to fight for that. But I'm curious to hear.
Let's play it.
Fox is there.
Yeah, let's play it because she came on the show. We talked about a number of things. Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney, I asked her about Ruben Roman, the man who was with 13-year-old Adam Toledo that night. Here's in the bond specifically. Here's what she said. I got to ask you about Ruben Roman, 21-year-old who was with 13-year-old Adam Toledo when he was shot by police. He's just been bonded out, $40,000 bond by a bond fund. He was out on probation for a gun charge. Police say he's a known gang member. He was caught with a gun that night. What, 8 shots were fired that night? This is a guy who's now out in bond. What's the assessment of a guy like Ruben Roman? Do you agree with the community bond fund bailing him out?
You know, under the current system that we have, and again, why I'm advocating for no cash bond, it is based on one's ability to access cash, even if you're considered a threat. And the fact of the matter is that the Community Bond Fund put up the $40,000, which is not an insignificant amount, to have him released. And I think that is why the current bail system that we have right now that will allow for someone who is considered a threat to pay their way out is not working.
Should guys like him, though, be on the street? I think that would be the argument the mayor would make right now, is that we should look hard at folks like that. That the bail system is that the right thing? I mean, do you think pure and simple that's the right thing?
The bail system? I think the bail.
No. Ruben Roman being on the street.
You know, I obviously we are prosecuting Mr. Roman at this time. A judge made an assessment and someone paid his bond. So I'm not going to go into the specifics of that, but reiterating that there are truly people who are a danger to the community who have access to resources that allows them to go back into the community. And that's something that needs to be fixed. And I'm grateful for the governor's leadership in doing that.
What do you think?
Well, that airplane was circling the airport a few times before it finally landed, and I'm not sure if it even did. Just call it for what it is. He's a danger. He doesn't belong on the streets. And the judge and the state's attorney set up an avenue for which he could get out of jail. They are all party to that. They are all responsible for that. They created a scenario where an outside organization can come in and as part of its social justice cause and get someone out of jail with $40,000, who I am certain is not sitting at home with the ankle bracelet on, praying the rosary, watching telenovelas right now. I'm sure he's out. I'm sure he will be back recruiting, and I wouldn't be surprised, as we've seen so often, where he will commit another crime before his court. Let's not forget, he was already supposed to be in court for a previous incident not too long ago, and look what happened in the meantime. It's a pattern that's going to repeat itself until prosecutors and judges start acting like they actually live in these neighborhoods that are so impacted by the violence. They have to start revoking bond and remanding people into custody and not letting them out on the street to commit more crimes in between the crimes that they've already committed.
You've talked about that in relationship to the carjacking specifically, because I know the city council met on that issue. And where do you think we are at with that? Are your words and others in council who feel like you do, are you being heard? Do you think there's going to be change?
You know what? I'll be perfectly honest, Anna. I don't think we're being heard. I think everyone is living in a vacuum called Zoom right now, where they're all sitting comfortable in their homes, not having to deal with the problems on the street. And as someone who was continuously dealing with the problems on the street, I know we have been in court cases in Zoom, as your listeners know, trying to follow gangbangers, trying to bring them to justice for things that they've done in the community and the ward I represent, only to have people say, well, we lost him on electronic monitoring, or this is his fifth time not showing up to Zoom court. Maybe he'll show up next time. It's not a joke. It isn't a game. The only one that seems to be laughing are the criminals who know how to manipulate this system to their advantage. And it's going to take something very traumatic to shake this loose, or voters need to just finally start saying, you know what, when it comes time for retention, just start voting no on everybody. Start kicking out the judges to send the message to the court that you are not all to yourself. You are responsible and held to the standard of the voter. And if you will not do what the voters ask, you will be replaced.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I had not heard that before. I mean, it seems like some people are feeling very powerless about what is going on, and that kind of thing. If someone goes back on the streets and reoffends, it has been a problem. I know you've mentioned it. We're out of time to mention it more. I talk about it more than we already have today, Alderman. But I hope you come back. You know, I hope you come back and visit with us, and we can revisit that and so many other things.
Well, always, and just remember, judges are elected. Give them the boot just like you can give me the boot.
I hear you. Thanks, Alderman Lopez. I'll let you go.